nothing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Tamale, Shisho Highway Junction, on the Akpala Road, inside Tamale Cultural Center. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +233-557-923-172 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at level360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Lights.
Hallelujah. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. Look at verse 6. And if the Son of Peace be there. Oh, I like this. I need to explain this to you. It's so powerful. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon your peace. How could you have peace? Because you are the light of the world. Did you notice? He didn't say you pray for peace to be upon them. No. Your peace shall rest upon that house. Because light is for signs and seasons. You are bringing a season of peace. Now, can you imagine in every home you go to, you carry a season with you. You are bringing changes. You are bringing peace. You are bringing love. A season of love, a season of victory. Can you shout amen, somebody? Look at verse 9. Jesus still talking. And then he says, and heal the sick that are there. Ah, a season of health. This in the last few months, this is what we've been going through. And now you come and you say, peace be upon this house. Then he says, heal the sick that are there. Did you notice he didn't say pray for the sick? He said, heal the sick that are there. He says, your peace shall rest upon them. I come with a season of healing. Oh, wow, 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 wow. We are for signs and seasons. Can you shout amen, somebody? Yeah. Signs and seasons. Say, I know who I am. Philippians chapter 2. Go to verse 15. Read it for me. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you what? As what? You shine as lights in the world. Then talk with the audacity of Jesus. I am the light of the world. Say, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12. And I want you to read verse 21. Read for me. You have to begin to trust more than ever before the power of good over evil. There are more people who are afraid of evil than they have respect for good. Because they have heard so much about evil that they fear evil. They have no reverence for good. They have no fear is somewhat negative. But let's begin a reverential fear for good. They have no respect for good. They fear evil. I have to tell you about this beautiful situation that gave me some understanding how people think about God and about the devil. So I was praying for somebody, and I said, say this after me. Lord Jesus, and he went, Lord Jesus, and we went through all that. Then I said, now, say, Satan, ah. He opened his eyes like, ah. He was unwilling to say that. He feared Satan. He called God, he called Jesus, but when I said, say, Satan, he said, ah. He had more respect for Satan than he had for God without realizing it. People fear evil. But we have to understand that evil doesn't have as much power as good. It never has. Evil doesn't have more power than good. And look what God tells us in the verse you just read. Verse 21, chapter 12, book of Romans. Read it again. 1, 2, go. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. He's told us, overcome evil with good. The more evil they do, the more good you respond with. You will always win. Tell somebody you always win. Good has more power than evil. Do you realize one of the reasons young people go into evil things is because they think you can really become a hero with evil. They think good is weak, and they don't like to be weak. So it's better to be the ringleader of a bad gang terrorizing people in the neighborhood than it is to be doing good things, helping people, doing the right thing. They say, no. They think that's weak. Because they think it's great to dress roughly and walk roughly. I'll tell you what happened one night, many years ago. I was coming from one of the places I went to preach. I'm a teenager, and I'm going back home. It's late in the night, and only few people in the street. So I'm coming and walking fast, trying to get home. And I see some guys coming ahead of me. So I thought to myself real quick, now, if they think I'm some nice guy coming from somewhere, they might just be bad and mistreat me. If I behave, you know, like some rough guy, they're going to find their way. So I changed the way I was walking, you know. I was coming rough, like no man's business. So when they got close to where I was, they left the lane for me. They thought, let this mad guy go. See, because people fear evil. They have no respect for good. Are you still there? But mando grakala handele grebasaya. Likarabasando rabahaya. The Bible says, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Why did God say so? Because he knows you can. He knows you can. He knows there's power with good, and that evil is weak. Evil is weak. Only a weak man carries a weapon to fight an unarmed person like him. He's a weak man. So he needs some weapon to terrorize someone like him who is unarmed. It's a shame. It's a testimony of weakness. When you hold a gun against someone who is not armed and you tell him you want his car, you are a weak man. And young people shouldn't give in to that. Refuse to be weak. Refuse to be weak. The greatest power in the world comes from your mouth.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled Lights. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveol360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
I told you about the new book. The title is The Power of Your Mind. Walk in divine excellence through the power of a renewed mind. It's an extraordinary book. Every student should get this book. Every teenager should get this book. Every child, 8 years old, 9 years old, grown men and women need this book. There are few books that talk about the mind. Most of them are not even Christian books. But this one shows you right from the Word of God, the power of mind management, the tool of the mind, how to use it, what it is, and how to use it. This extraordinary tool that God gave us. Most people don't know what the Bible says about the mind. And I've put it here in a book. Do your best. Hallelujah. Get this book, The Power of Your Mind.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you. The Lovell Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio, the best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Lovell Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Lovell Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As the trumpet sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close.
The Bible says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first." The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on.
And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Tamale, Shisho Highway Junction, on the Akpala Road, inside Tamale Cultural Center. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +233-557-923-172 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at level360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Lights.
Hallelujah. Many years ago, I was coming from one of the places I went to preach. I'm a teenager. I'm going back home. It's late in the night. And only few people in the street. So I'm coming and walking fast, trying to get home. And I see some guys coming ahead of me. So I thought to myself real quick, now, if they think I'm some nice guy coming from somewhere, they might just be bad and mistreat me. If I behave like some rough guy, they're going to find their way. So I changed the way I was walking, you know? I was coming rough, like no man's business. So when they got close to where I was, they left the lane for me. They thought, let this mad guy go. See, because people fear evil. They have no respect for good. Are you still there? The Bible says, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Why did God say so? Because he knows you can. He knows there's power with good, and that evil is weak. Only a weak man carries a weapon to fight an unarmed person like him. He's a weak man. So he needs some weapon to terrorize someone like him who is unarmed. It's a testimony of weakness. When you hold a gun against someone who is not armed and you tell him you want his car, you are a weak man. And young people shouldn't give in to that. Refuse to be weak. Refuse to be weak. The greatest power in the world comes from your mouth. Hallelujah. See, because you can change things with your words. Jesus was a master of words. How did God create the world? With words. Words make and words break. Wars break out in the world because somebody said the wrong thing. Hatred starts when somebody says the wrong thing. Think about it. And peace is established when people say the right things. The greatest force on earth is in your mouth. Hallelujah. Train yourself. The right words will come out of you if you have the right thoughts in your mind. And here is where light, illumination of your mind, giving you clarity. Wow. Sound judgment. Refinement. Think about it. Innovation. You're solving problems. Now, you're bringing solutions. They come with the problems, and you go back and think through it, come with clarity, refinement, sound judgment, innovation, and you show them the answers. Shout amen, somebody. Yeah. change your words. You can do it. And you're going to do it. You're going to do it. Hallelujah. You're going to do it. Yes. Look what evil has done to many of our streets. Many years ago, if you saw someone that was stranded with his car, you didn't have to know him. You parked your car because you thought the man was stranded. And you hurried to him and said, "Sir, can I help you?" And you helped him. But because of so much evil, if you parked your car to come help him, you're going to be looking for a car to leave there. And so it has brought hardness of heart to a lot of people. They want to help, but they think, "I might become the victim." A woman in traffic in the United States was trying to help someone she thought was a poor beggar needing some help. And she wound down her window and extended some money. And she was stabbed to death. Now, did they take anything? No, they ran away. They just killed her and ran away for trying to help. Now, think how many people hear that and they say, "Man, I'll never help another poor person on the road. Never again." You see, evil trying to intimidate good. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, you will not only do good, you will win. You will win. Your words are powerful. Your words are powerful. Learn like Jesus how to do it. They came to Jesus. They wanted to take him. They came to arrest him. They came with authority from the chief priests. So they came for Jesus. And he's standing there. And he says to them, "Whom do you seek?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." He says, "I am he." When he said, "I am he," the power was released. They all fell under the power. Why did that happen? Just a short while before then, Jesus had been praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the power of the Holy Ghost was surging through his being. Are you hearing me? When it says, "I am he," manto karabagandolakarias, the word went with power. Your words are filled with power. Always be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Be filled with the Spirit. How often? Every time. Be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That's what it says. Be filled all the time with the Holy Ghost. Be loaded with power. Are you hearing me? Be loaded with the Holy Ghost. Never be empty. Tell somebody, never be empty. Bible says, "Stay up the gift of God that is in you." Stay it up. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Micah said, "I'm filled with power by the Spirit of the Lord." Hallelujah. So, you understand, we are lights. We are luminaries. Illuminators. That's who we are. And we know our work. It's clearly defined for us. What are they? Number one. Come on. Number two. Number three. Number four. Yes, that's who you are. And you're doing it right away. Changing seasons everywhere and demonstrating with signs of power by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift your hands, worship Him. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God,
I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Tamale, Shisho Highway Junction, on the Akpala Road, and Inside Tamale Cultural Center. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +2335-579-23172 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. This message is titled Lights. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.